Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back on WCCO Radio 830. Tim and Mary Pawlenty filling in for Chad Hartman. Not replacing Chad because no one can, but filling in for him as best we can on this beautiful but smoky summer Friday afternoon. Hey, we have a very special guest on the line. Her name is Rochelle Olson, and she is a longtime writer and reporter and now columnist for the Star Tribune. Before the break, I called her the dean of the Star Tribune. Rochelle, welcome to the show. She joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Okay, I'm not old enough to be the dean yet.
What?
For crying. I'm not that old. They're governor. Well, do I still have to call you governor
when
we're on
the
radio?
No, you could call me anything you want. But a long time, I said. I didn't say old.
Did you?
Well, you said dean.
Dean.
Dean, yeah. Well, does that imply a certain ageist perspective in you? I mean, does that inspire some kind of ageist reaction?
Well, apparently it does, but that's okay because maybe that's where we're at now, so that's fine.
I take it as a badge of honor. Dean is an important job, and I think at the Star Tribune, no, seriously, all kidding aside, you and I have known each other for a long time, and I have great respect for you and your professionalism. And, you know, the Star Tribune has evolved, and you've evolved with it. And tell us a little bit about the difference in your migration from reporter to columnist. That must have been interesting.
Well, I'm still figuring that out because I've only been sort of doing it since February, I guess, mid-February, and it's still very strange to sort of be writing something or watching something or talking to somebody and then, you know, or being at a committee hearing and realizing, oh, I can put a little more attitude into this when I write it, or I can sort of, I don't know if you'd say make assumptions, but sort of point to conclusions. And it's very strange because, as you know, I was a reporter for a long time, and you really try to play it down the middle. And so it's strange to sort of insert a little more attitude and personality and maybe put your thumb on the scale a little bit. So it's very weird, but I also, and then of course I'm always like, well, is this the right thing to say? Or is this, am I getting this right? And then it's like, well, sort of come to the end of it. I'm like, well, maybe we're just starting a conversation. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know that, I don't think I'm always right. And certainly open to changing my mind, but I mean, you've both been, I mean, the former judge, you know how that is too. Your wife,
yeah, Mary,
talking
yep.
to Mary at yeah. this point, you were never a judge, but I mean, you know what that's like. It's like you face, and I'm, as governor, you face these hard questions and things that come up, and it's like, man, am I doing the right thing? But at some point, you just have to do what you do and let the chips fall where they may. So
yeah. Well, I'm glad you just shared that, because I know people think about journalism, particularly traditional journalism, and they wonder, you know, is somebody at least trying to be fair? And you just describe sort of a process over many years of how you really tried to do that. And I think that's admirable. So thank you for that.
Well, but to your point on the, you know, gradual shift, it is obviously we all have opinions. You know, even when we ask jurors in the process of selecting a jury, you know, they're called the voir dire process, and the lawyers will ask questions in federal court, the federal judges take care of it. But they ask people, you know, can you be fair? It's not that we think that somehow people then don't bring their life experiences to the courtroom or that they don't have views, because they will. The question is, can they set them aside as they're analyzing? But, you know, what you do with your cheers and jeers is, I mean, you do draw some conclusions. And that's okay. I mean, it has opinions and, frankly, it makes it more interesting. I would think the job would be more interesting in your current situation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still sort of getting to the, I don't know if more interesting, because I've always, you're always involved in interesting situations as a reporter. I mean, that's sort of why I got into reporting in the first place, is because you find yourself in situations you never would have been, just as if I were working, I don't know, in the corporate world or something. And I mean, with the governor, I often think about this was 2002. I was on his plane when we were flying around the state. It was one of your last trips before you were elected during the campaign. And it was like, you know, it was like, wow, this is kind of cool being with this person who's about to be elected governor and having this a little bit of that experience. I mean, I never would have been there if I'd, gone into corporate communications or something, I suppose. But so you're always sort of experiencing something different, but it's just a little harder infusing sometimes. Sometimes it's not hard to have a hot take on something. Other times it's you know, hard, but
yeah.
Well, and one that you didn't, it probably wouldn't have been hard to draw a terrific conclusion. So one of your cheers was to this pilot of a Delta flight. yeah. Tell us about that. I did a glance at it previously. I mean, when I was looking at the news, but I didn't realize quite how much independent judgment this pilot needed to employ to save everyone's lives. Well, tell the listeners about that.
That one is, and I read that story about 10 times trying to quite figure out what the pilot did. But the upshot is, in Minot, they don't have radar, or they don't have a tower. It's not like, it's not Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Dulles or something where you have 10 people in a tower telling, or however many people telling the planes, and you have the computers helping you. It's visual. It's like you have to pay attention. And it sounds like he had gotten some instruction from an air traffic controller and then realized the instruction was wrong and quickly shifted the plane and lifted it up so that it wouldn't hit this B-52. It happens a fair amount. It happens at MSP, where they call the go round, where you kind of hit the gas and lift the plane up and go around for whatever reason. But this sounded like he averted a disaster. I kept sort of thinking, like, I mean, it's one thing to have a crash at a place like Reagan National, where you have however many planes, that airspace is just super crowded. But can you imagine at Minot, where it's just, there aren't that many planes, and then you have this near miss? It just sounded really scary, and I'm sure somebody coming in maybe kind of lulled into a sense of, hey, we're just flying into Minot. But it just showed, wow, this one pilot just really paying attention, and I just thought it was really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And having the independent judgment in the moment to understand, you know, I need to be looking at this 360 and make my own judgment call. I mean, wow. I mean, those passengers, that's a flight you don't forget.
We're talking to Rochelle Olson.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rochelle Olson, she's a reporter for the Star, well, columnist for the Star Tribune, and she's come up with a really, I think, creative and interesting and fun read. It's a regular column called Cheers and Jeers, and she spends about an equal amount of time sort of toasting with a cheer, something good or something positive, and then an equal number of jeers where she talks about something not so positive. So on the positive front, Rochelle, and by the way, do you put this out like once a week? Is that about the frequency of it?
It is once a week, yes.
And you come on with Chad on Fridays often to talk about it and what you're doing with us today, yeah. So thank you for that. You did talk about sort of your affection for funny or interesting or more entertaining political ads, which we all suffer from during the political season, and you mentioned one from New York. Tell us a little bit about what caught your eye there.
Well, I mentioned, I think the thing about Mamdani in New York, you know, this guy's kind of caught the imagination of New York City and the it's likely a front runner for mayor at this point. I think part of his attraction was he does these funny ads that, and he's able to connect. Well, I mean, I don't even know if they're ads. I mean, they're social media hits kind of, because of course anything can kind of be an ad now, right? If you infuse enough personality and so that I thought, and I'd like to see more of that in Minnesota. I saw one candidate from the second, Matt Little, has had a few funny social media posts, but a lot of what we're seeing, and granted we're more than a year out from the election, a lot of it's, you know, very serious, and that's fine. That stuff's important too, as we know. But it's fun to see. I think you get a little more personality, and as we can point over the years, there have been some humorous ads here in Minnesota that worked and some that didn't. But I think people like that. It sort of gives everybody a break from the, I don't want to say nastiness or sharp elbows or whatever. It's just, I think it helps humanize the candidates, too. You get a little more personality.
Well, that one a little bit ties into a local angle. I guess Representative Zoran Mamdani from New York that you referenced his ads, and he is a self-described Democrat socialist, and recently in Minneapolis they nominated for the DFL candidate for mayor over the current mayor, a Democrat socialist. And the current mayor, Jacob Fry, was at an event apparently that you were at, and you were trying to perhaps ask some questions about how he's going to react to that in some way, and that got a jeers from you, how he handled that. Tell us about that.
Well, you know how it works. I mean, if we see on somebody's schedule at this particular event, the governor, Governor Walz, and the mayor of Minneapolis were supposed to be there Monday afternoon for this ribbon cutting at Stone Arch Bridge, and they were both there, and they both went through their normal routine of speaking about the particular event. And then half the reason a lot of reporters show up to these things is for the opportunity to ask other questions. And Mayor Fry just immediately left. He was like, whoa, wait a minute, because this big news event had happened last weekend. And I think a lot of us were just curious about how he was going to pivot and sort of reset after that, I guess you would call it a setback. I mean, you're a sitting mayor and you don't get your party's endorsement. Instead, he just kind of walked out what would have been the back door, and you're just sitting there, and the governor's taking questions while Fry is walking away. And it was just kind of disappointing, because I also thought, well, it would have been an opportunity for him to, like I said, reset and change the conversation or steer it in a certain direction. So it to me felt a little like, well, he's kind of floundering. Tim Pawlenty never dodged the media. I know that much.
I would have liked to, but I didn't. Well,
I'm just kidding. I'm sure I could come up with examples.
Well, you did dodge.
I will say,
you dodged before the McCain thing. You totally.
I remember
dodged.
Like crawling through the backyard to get away from the reporters in front of our house in Eagan. So I went out the back way and went through the neighbor's yard.
It wasn't quite that dramatic, but you did dodge him. I mean, for a minute.
I'm sure
for a minute.
Yeah.
Well. Hey, Rochelle, this is a really interesting read. I think it's a very interesting format. And for our listeners, if you'd like to follow this, it's called Cheers and Jeers. It comes out weekly from the Star Tribune. The author is Rochelle Olson, who's our guest now. And it's written in kind of it's serious. The topics are interesting, but she writes it in kind of a fun and light manner that I think you'd find to be an interesting read. So check it out. And Rochelle, we appreciate you calling in and sharing some cheers and jeers with us. And we do, what I said earlier, we respect the body of work over the arc of time from you as a journalist and now as a commentator. And we wish you all the best as you continue your career with the Star Tribune.
Well, you both as well. It's nice to chat with you. I miss seeing you both around more often, so hopefully in real life soon.
That would be nice. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune, and we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about more Minnesota issues on WCCO 830.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.